A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adunoju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're considering the Word of God from the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Mark, chapter number 7, from verse 5. Through to verse number 8. The Bible says, "Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, 'Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands?' He answered and said to them, 'Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandments of God, you hold the tradition of men, the washing of pitchers and cups, and many other such things you do.' They rejected the commandment of God so that they could keep their tradition." And so the Pharisees accused the disciples of Jesus of not following tradition. And I like to say this morning, dear listener, one major thing you must not follow is tradition. Like God's servant, Bishop T.D. Jakes said, they have been too traditional to be transitional. The world is changing. Things are changing. And if you continue to use yesterday's method or tradition in today's business, you will be out of business tomorrow. It is important, therefore, to keep abreast of facts. Be abreast in life and in destiny. Be ahead of time. Don't be left behind in time and in destiny. My discovery is that tradition is an unreliable authority for anybody to follow. There are mistakes that are perpetuated because we follow tradition. Errors are perpetuated with tradition. Mistakes and problems are perpetuated by tradition. And it is the carryover of tradition from generation to generation that we call generational curses. There are problems that we carry over from generation to generation, things we should stop doing that we are still doing. Tradition has a way of slowing down a man in life and in destiny. Tradition has a way of keeping a man on the same spot. Tradition has a way of wasting your time and wasting your resources. It is important for you to therefore know tradition is fueled or strengthened by ignorance. And for as long as a man does not know what he does not know, he does not grow. Let's go for knowledge. The Bible says, and for a soul to be without knowledge, it is not good. In such a situation, tradition will be perpetuated. Errors and mistakes will be perpetuated. I remember the story of a young man who got married to this darling wife of his, and he noticed that the wife, in frying the bacon, would always cut it from both sides, both ends. And we cut the bacon off from both ends. This young man noticed this consistently for a while and decided to ask his wife, "Darling, why do you cut off the bacon but from both ends before you fry?" And this girl said, "That's how my mother did it." And so this young man, wanting to find out why, decided to visit his mother-in-law. And he asked my mother-in-law, "My wife cuts the bacon at both ends before frying." And she said, "That was how you did it." The mother-in-law said, "That was how my mother did it." And this young man, not waiting, taking that for an answer, went to the grandmother-in-law and said, "Grandmother-in-law, my wife cuts the bacon at both ends before she fried. And she said, the mother did it that way. I have been to my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law said, that was how you did it. And so I have come to ask, why did you cut the bacon at both ends before you fry?" The grandmother-in-law said, "Don't mind the idiots. It was because my fry pan was too small." So because the grandmother-in-law's fry pan was small, she cut the bacon at both ends before frying. Our daughter, that is the mother-in-law, did not ask why. She noticed that was how my mother did it. She started doing it like that. And so this new wife also saw his own mother doing it that way and perpetuated the error. That is exactly what tradition does. If you don't ask questions and you follow tradition, you may be following an error without knowing. I read a beautiful story of how error was perpetuated through tradition for over 80 years. An army barrack had four soldiers guarding a concrete slab in front of the barracks all of the time. Different commanders came and went, but the tradition remained. The soldiers changed shift guarding the slab. After 80 years, a new commander was assigned to the barracks. One thing he did was to question things. He asked questions. When he asked the soldiers why guarding the slab, he was told, "We've always done it this way. It's a tradition from our former commanders." The commander was not satisfied. He went to the archives to look for answers and came across a document that had the explanation. This old document had instructions written by one of the retired commanders who had even passed away. The new commander learned that over 80 years ago, the barracks wanted to build a platform where events could be performed. And when the concrete slab was laid, wild animals walked over it at night before the slab could dry. The soldiers would fix it the next morning, but when evening came, the same thing would happen. So the commander ordered that four soldiers should guard the concrete slab for 3 weeks to allow it to dry. The following week, the commander was transferred elsewhere. A new commander was brought in. The new commander found the routine and continued to enforce it without asking questions. Since then, every other commander that came did the same. So just 80 years later, soldiers continued guarding the concrete slab, an assignment that was ordinarily designed to last just 3 weeks. 80 years of ignorance with hard labor had passed. And that's exactly what happened when we follow traditions without question. And this is the exam way many people are carrying obsolete beliefs and attitudes and traditions that were relevant to certain people some time ago, but are no longer relevant. It is important for you to ask questions. Why did they do it this way? And must it continue? Can you imagine a solution that was designed for a problem to be resolved within 3 weeks continued for 80 years? 80 years of posting soldiers, four soldiers, to stand to guard nothing, just waiting on nothing, spending energy and wasting resources. That is what happened when we follow tradition. I plead with you, dear listener, don't follow tradition. Ask yourself, what tradition am I following? Don't follow negative tradition, traditions that are not relevant, and don't subject your children, upcoming generation, to old and obsolete traditions. Let's ask questions. Why are we doing this? Why am I doing this? Let's allow our children to ask us questions and let's give them appropriate answers. If you don't know the answer or have the answer, tell them you don't have the answer. And don't just tell them you don't have the answer. Find the answer for them. Satisfy their curiosity and inquisitive mind. Don't shut them down. So don't follow tradition. Don't be too traditional to be transitional. Don't tie yourself to yesterday. Let yesterday go. Move on with your life. And I trust that the God of heaven will help in the name of Jesus. So look into your life now. What old tradition, what obsolete tradition am I still perpetuating? Make necessary changes. Change is the only common thing in life and in destiny. It is very common and very consistent. Make necessary changes and the Lord will help you. Let us pray. Father, I break myself free from every negative tradition that I've been following and perpetuating by the help of your Spirit in the name of Jesus. I break myself free from every tradition that I've been following and perpetuating in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to pray. I break the hold of ignorance over my life, over my destiny. I will not be ignorant. I will not operate in ignorance in the name of Jesus. I will operate in knowledge. As I go after knowledge, Father, give me understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' name. I'd like you to ask God to open your eyes to see those things that need to be changed or corrected in your life. Father, open my eyes to see those things that need to be changed or be corrected in my life. Help me to make these necessary changes and these necessary corrections by the help of your Spirit. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Today I pray that the power of negative traditions and customs over your life and destiny be totally broken. I pronounce your liberty, your freedom, your deliverance from cultures and traditions that have held you bound or that are holding you bound. In the name of Jesus, I receive for you the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding in the precious name of Jesus. Whatever negative tradition you have been perpetuating, I receive for you the grace to break free from it and make necessary changes in your life in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you will have an answer of wisdom whenever your children or grandchildren will ask you questions in the name of Jesus. I pray for you again this end of the year season. God will give you something great to celebrate. He will make you a blessing to people in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Tomorrow promises to be great at the Light Cathedral and other lighthouse installations around you. Join us for a glorious service, 8 a.m. at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join our service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Don't forget, on Monday, a two-hour powerful Christmas service we hold from 9 a.m. at the Light Cathedral. We're looking at the window of escape. Let's come and find out the window of escape on Monday, 9 a.m. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all platforms is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulodun, wishing you a very glorious weekend. Merry Christmas and the Lord bless you.